Psalm 93. The Lord reigns, he is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he's girded himself, the world is established that it cannot be moved. So the kingdom of God is going to come upon the earth, but God is in fact king now for those who believe in him. And the world is established and it will not be moved. So God will not allow the world to be destroyed. So whatever concerns there are that, oh, unless we do this or that, the earth's going to be destroyed, or man might destroy the earth with his weapons and stuff, these are valid concerns. But in the end, we know that God has promised this earth to Abraham's seed, to the children of God, and we will inherit the earth forever. God will keep that promise. And so the earth finally will not be destroyed, but will be saved by Jesus coming back. Your throne is established from old. You are from everlasting. That's quite difficult to get your head round, that God had no beginning.
Everything will be destroyed by people leaving God or, disobey him. We will last forever.
That's right, we will last forever, but those who disobey God will be destroyed. It's as simple as that, that's right. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, they've lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves, but the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yes, than the mighty waves of the sea. Well, the sea and rivers are used in the Bible to represent the unbelieving world, and they might make a big crash and a big noise and look so strong, but God is far mightier than that and is far above them. Your words are very sure. Holiness becomes your house, O Lord, forever.